Carbon Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, all along this, during this whole Ukraine-Crimea situation, we've been hearing allegations Russian troops are on the ground in eastern Ukraine. The Russian troops are there, and Putin keeps coming back. So show us the proof. Well, now, Russia today is reporting that Obama is now going to send advisors into Ukraine, U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine, to train their military forces. This is how we got stuck in Vietnam. And so the same government that's been screaming, how dare Russians have boots on the ground in Ukraine, is now putting boots on the ground in Ukraine. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I wanted to talk about the economy. You know, if the economy collapses in the world, the only countries that will probably be better off than everybody else is the ones that have all the sanctions against them.
You're probably absolutely right.
I was thinking about, you know, it's like, Iran and Cuba and North Korea, they would come out kind of like in better shape just because they're not in the system.
That's exactly right. Anybody not in that global financial system is going to survive the coming crash. Because when the crash happens, everybody who's part of that global private central banking network, they are all going to get hammered. It will not be confined just to the United States. It will not be confined just to Europe. It'll be everywhere. In fact, we had an article that we put up on all wars being banker wars, and it said proof that it's all bankers' wars in one image. And when you click that link, you go to a graphic that shows all the nations on Earth that are part of the World Trade Organization and has marks for all the nations that are being made war on, and the two are mutually exclusive. Countries that are part of the World Trade Organization are living, at least for the moment, in peace, and the U.S. is going out after these countries that refuse to become part of this global financial network.
And you know what's very sad? You see, like, us alienating, like, France because of the sale of the ships. And remember, mm-hmm. wasn't it Nancy Pelosi or Kerry who met with Assad and his wife at the dinner party? There was those pictures, and there's like they're like all backstabbers, you know, like Washington. They'll just stab you in the back for themselves to get ahead. You know, doesn't
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if they're stabbing them in the back; they're going to stab us in the back.
They'd stab everybody in the back. And, you know, it's all ruled by expediency. How do I get more power and more money? And who's in my way that I need to get rid of? You know, Vincent Foster. He's developed a conscience. We have to get rid of him and claim it was a suicide.
It's a wake-up call, though, for those people in the EU. They're all expendable, so why not free yourself from that before you become expendable? You know, but
well, I think they certainly already know that over in Cyprus, where they got their savings accounts looted, and now it's going to happen all across the EU, and it will come here eventually. Because this global banking cartel's attitude is it's all their money anyway. You just borrow it, and they can come and take it from you whenever they want.
You know, I was reading a report about how most families only have, like, less than a week supply of food. Take that in with pharmaceutical people are on SSRIs, and, you know, that's a recipe for disaster if something happens. Look at all the people who riot because they can't get a TV on Black Friday.
that is a major problem with about 20%, maybe more, of Americans who are on these addictive prescription psychiatric drugs. If that supply chain collapses, these are the people who are definitely going to be out on the front lines of the zombie apocalypse, which is what the U.S. government is calling angry Americans. That's why they're always talking about training for the zombie apocalypse. They don't really think there are zombies coming back from the grave. That's the name they put on you. Law-abiding American taxpayers who are just finally hit the breaking point about all that's been going on. Oh, there's zombies, you know, troop number 66, go kill the zombies on Smith Street.
Well, remember that video that was released showing, like, them practicing against the zombies? Like, people dressed up as a... You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, pretty much they're going to have... I mean, the more and more unemployed people there are, there's going to be a lot of zombies out there.
Well, about 300 million of them, actually, is what's going to be going on.
Go ahead. I was going to say it's going to be like Zulu Dawn times two.
Yeah, very much so. Anyway, Dustin, we're going to let you go and switch over to Paul in Las Vegas. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to you for a few months now, and I really enjoy what you're doing. It's really good work.
Mm-hmm.
I teach the Bible. I teach pastors and evangelists. I teach ministers. I teach them. I train them.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I draw cartoons and books. I've been drawing cartoons for 22 years. I have books like NWO, The Cult of the Blue Worm, stuff like that for mm-hmm. children. And I like to email them to you, so I like to take a look at them. They're on Amazon, too.
I'd love to.
And I've written 14 books. One was about Obama. It's called The Beautiful Lie. it's for children. And I got one about their leaders. It's called The Cult of the Blue Worms. It's like a patch of worms. It's like a patch of worms, but it has the little things that you can tell. And then I have NWO, New Worm Order.
Okay.
So basically, they're fun books.
I'm already curious. I can't wait to see them.
Well, I'd love to email you a few and let you take a look at them. I want to talk to you about something about control, what the Rothschilds control. I teach history. I have a history class, and plus I teach banking and all these other things. I teach everything. And the Rothschilds took control of Russia after they killed the Tsar and put Lenin in. They financed that.
Yes.
The Bosnians, they financed that movement. And they took control of that government. That's why we got 30,000 Russians in America, because they're all bringing it all together. And then they took control of America in 1913 when they dropped the Federal Reserve on us.
Yes.
Because his son Ethan said, as long as I have the control of the finances of a country, I have the control of the country.
Yes.
And then they took control of China when Mao changed up from the imperial-type government to the communist government. He needed financial backing to make his movement. You can see a picture online of Mao taking of the guy who took over China, shaking his hands with Rothschild. The banking system financed his communist movement. So they financially came into these three countries, our country and those three countries, to get the base, the foundation base of finances to control the country. They tell us sometimes what we want to hear rather than telling us what they're doing.
They're never going to tell you what they're doing. I mean, first and foremost, all this so-called money, it doesn't have any value. It's just ink, paper, and numbers on the computer.
They don't want no value at the front.
It only works because we are brainwashed to believe that these numbers in a computer represent value, or this piece of paper with ink on it represents value. We are held prisoners to this system of enslavement by our beliefs. The same situation with slavery, same situation with rule by divine right. They only work because the people believe this mm-hmm. is the way the world is supposed to be.
That's
and
true.
Are blind and oblivious to any alternative way of organizing their lives.
I was talking to one of my students one time, and I told him, I said, look, you've been well brainwashed and everything. And I say, and basically, I said, he says, how have I been brainwashed? He's a college student and everything. I said, okay, let's test your brainwashing. Let's test your program. He says, how's that? I said, what's 1 + 1? He screamed about 2. I said, do you have to think about that? I said, do you have to consider that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to wonder about that? He says, no. I said, because you've been programmed. That's what program is. You automatically act on a thought. As soon as the thought's put into you, you react to that thought the way it's supposed to be reacted to.
I'm not sure that's the best analogy that we could use here.
But the thing is, I'm trying to say, you've been told a certain way to live, a certain way to think.
Yes.
And then, without you even coming against it, the sheep out there just automatically go and think they need to go to college, get a job, all these things. I'm just trying to give them a base. I give them bases. I say they've been programmed to think a certain way, to react a certain way in society.
Yes.
So that's the only thing I want to say.
They're trapped by that system of beliefs they're indoctrinated
that's
with.
Exactly
and
what
those
I was trying to say.
Beliefs are what hold them in slavery.
No.
And my ideal world would be a world in which somebody over at DARPA that's creating that virus
mm-hmm.
To remove the ability to believe, and they want to use it on the Muslims. I think if somebody dropped that test tube and the human race were freed from the capacity to believe and to allow beliefs to control their brains, would be a tremendous emancipation.
And that's why they're trying Carmen Core now. They want to just flip the switch and say, we want to make you think of a new way. And the thing is that basically it's programming. I just say, even in church, I have
and
trouble
more,
with church.
More than that, it's deliberately teaching them ways of approaching problems that are obfuscated and inefficient in order to mentally reduce their capabilities and keep them servile. We got to let you go here, Paul. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with George in Texas after these few words.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Let's go to the phones. George in Texas. George, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike? You know, I was sitting there, everybody's sitting there and go, Putin's in a box. He can't do nothing. And the country is going to get mad at him and all that stuff because they're sort of like trying to put him in a place like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. If he goes in Ukraine or not goes in Ukraine, and they're saying Putin's boxed in and... the NGOs are going to stir up the population and rise up against them and all that stuff. And I'm sitting there going, Putin's got more cards to play than just, you know, with the China oil deal and dumping the dollar.
Yeah.
People don't seem to realize, and they're going, well, Putin's getting more draconian with the population. No, he's not. He's cracking down on those non-governmental organizations that
That's
are not.
That's true. They kicked out USAID a while back here, and... they're definitely finding all of these covert fronts for U.S. intelligence agencies, and they're kicking them out of the country. Putin understands that the last thing he can do is do something that overtly gives the U.S. a justification for escalation. And so he's playing it very cool. He's moving his pieces around the chessboard. And I think Putin understands that if he can basically draw most of the world away from the U.S. dollar and the euro... and just let the system collapse, that he could be the victor in this latest world war without actually firing a shot.
Well, the thing is, like I say, we kill the U.S. dollar, we get rid of this military adventurism around the world. That's what I want to stop.
Well, anytime you're going to have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan and interest, inevitably the debt will build up to the point where the government will see conquest of other people's wealth as their only way to stay in power. And that's where we are right now. The U.S. government has a bad history of using these world wars to get out of these financial messes. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. U.S. has already invaded or bombed something like 14 countries, plus however many they're trying to covertly overthrow. We're already in World War III. We're just waiting for the big bang and the mushroom clouds to make it official.
Well, my Ukrainian friend said, it's like, how is this U.S. government going to survive if it's at war with the world and at war with its own people at the same time?
The answer is it won't.
Exactly. Oh yeah, I got an idea. You think, you know, that JFK guest you had on last week? That was a good hour listening.
James Spetzer, yes.
You think you could possibly get Jim Mars on at the same time and have like the Rivero roundtable? Because I'd be interesting to see what those two talk about.
Well, I'd love to have Jim Mars on my show. I don't have contact information for him at the moment here. Unfortunately, we're limited as to how many people we can put on the microphone at the same time, I think. Sam may correct me on that one. But it would be interesting to get a round table on.
Well, I think John Stadmiller probably has the contact, because he had Jim Mars on his show a few times.
All right, I'll ask John for the contact information. We'll get Jim on my show here.
All right, well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you, George. We're going to let you go here. Now, down in Israel, we are seeing Netanyahu basically, along with the entire Israeli government, throwing a grand tantrum over the formation of the Palestinian Unity Government. They're down on the ground. They're kicking and screaming and crying and saying, you know, mommy, make it stop. And apparently the Israeli government is refusing to meet with any of the representatives of the new unity government. They're saying it's illegitimate. They don't recognize it. Even more, Israel has now imposed complete travel bans on the members of the new unity government. They're not allowed to move around Israel. They're not allowed to leave the country to go to the United Nations. And we're seeing more and more of this, where Netanyahu was trying to go around to the rest of the world and saying, if you listen to this government, you're supporting terror. And the U.S. is already saying, we're going to deal with them. They're the ones who can get this, you know, get something moving on the peace talks. But, of course, that's what Israel does not want. And Netanyahu is basically running out of excuses, because for decades, they've always played this game of there's a government forming in Palestine, so quick we set up our own little controlled opposition, and then we can say, we can't have peace talks, we don't know who to talk to. Should we talk to the PLO, or should we talk to Hamas? Should we talk to Hamas, should we talk to Fatah? Well, now, all of a sudden, Hamas and Fatah have merged together. There is one unified Palestinian government saying, now is the time for peace talks, and that is absolutely the last thing Netanyahu wants. Down in South America, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is accusing the United States of a plan to assassinate him, which is hardly surprising, given the history of the United States in Venezuela, because Venezuela just has this really bad habit of wanting to sell their oil for a currency they decide they want. And they're not selling it for the dollar, and we don't get our piece of the action, so we have to... And that was the source of the coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez, multiple attempts at coup d'etat. One came really close to working. He was out of office for about a week, and then he came back. And now Maduro is saying the U.S. is trying to do it to him because Venezuela wants to sell their oil to China for the yuan and not the dollar. And this whole Bretton Woods petrodollar scam that the world has suffered under for the last half century is falling apart here. Now, we were talking earlier about the recently concluded Bilderberg conference, and we're hearing that the topics of discussion were the Eurosceptic victory in the European Parliament elections, the inability of these governments and corporations to successfully lie to the general public because of the internet, the blogs, the independent media. And there's an article over at packalertpress.com saying that Bilderberg's New World Order has hit a brick wall, primarily being put together by Iran, Russia, and China. So there was an article Kevin Barrett put up there saying that the representatives of the various groups and governments that were at Bilderberg are trying to figure out some way they can shut down the internet and the independent media. Which brings us back to this idea of a virtual 9/11. We've been talking about it for months, where the NSA certainly has the capability of absolutely crashing the internet, except, of course, for the feeds coming from the big corporations. Those will still magically be working. And say, oh, it's those dastardly terrorists, and they're using the internet to communicate with each other, and we have to block all unlicensed communications on the internet, or something like that. And it won't work. China tried to put up the great firewall of China. And activists found very, very quick ways around that. People are already setting up packet Wi-Fi and packet Bluetooth to just bucket brigade information around. The citizens of the old Soviet Union used fax machines. It isn't the technology that's the issue. It's the awareness of the public they're being lied to and the desire to find out what the truth really is. Even if they shut off the internet tomorrow, does anybody really think the American people are going to start blindly trusting whatever's coming out of ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, Fox? No, it's not going to happen. Trust arrives on foot and departs on horseback. You can spend 100 years building your credibility, building the trust of your audience, and one stupid, clumsy lie destroys it completely, sends you all the way back to square one. That's what Saddam's nukes did. All right, quick phone call. Frank in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Very good, Michael. Yes, the genie is out of the bottle, and that's a good thing from what it was years ago when we used to have, like, shortwave and videotapes. Now the world is becoming wide awake. Can I just give you an example of how long this has been going on? And it was a call, a couple calls back, speaking about the Rothschilds. You know, there was
actually, Frank, I'm sorry, I wasn't watching the clock closely enough. Would you just stay on the phone? I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, a and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, would you please sort of start all over again?
Okay, Michael. Yeah, the genie's out of the bottle as far as what we used to know from shortwave and old videotapes about the private central banks and how they create these wars. And now I heard a couple of quotes ago state that about the Rothschilds. And a perfect example of how far back they go into creating wars. On February 7th, 1863, Frederick Douglass gave a speech on the proclamation, was Emancipation Proclamation. At the end of the paragraph, he even stated that the mightiest nations of Europe must consult the Rothschilds even before they can go to war. So this has been going on for quite a long time, but people are waking up due to the rise of the alternative media and shows like yourself. And I believe the more people wake up, the better chance we have of keeping out of foreign entanglements, foreign wars, and sending our kids, like you say so wonderfully, you know, to die for other nations and other countries and banking interest. So it's becoming a renaissance of awakening, not only in this country, but around the world, because I really truly believe humans want to get along with each other. We don't want to go to war with each other. It's only that we're thrown the armaments through, you like you said, you know, they control the media, they control the banking, and they can print as much money up as they want to create any type of scenario in this world. And I think people are waking up to it.
They absolutely are, and it's what Zbigniew Brzezinski called the global political awakening, which from his point of view is a bad thing, because what we're seeing emerge here now is the fact that for a century, the entire human population has lived underneath governments who control and rule them through illusion. It's a bunch of cheap nightclub magicians are standing up there in their fancy suits and just telling us whatever they think will convince us to do what they want us to do. Surrender our money, surrender our freedoms, surrender the lives of our children, and they're just going to say whatever it is that they think is going to get them what they want. And they absolutely have no shame and compunction. They are true sociopaths. But the American public, the world population now understands that's what's been going on. And that's why we're seeing all these riots and protests around the world, and we're seeing these governments are now forced to engage in these brutal crackdowns. And remember, we have a saying that we have on one of the coffee mugs we sell around here: the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that's what's going on here in the United States. It's what we're seeing in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Thailand, all of these various places. The people who've got the money and the power don't want to give it up and don't care how many people they have to kill to cling to their wealth and privilege.
A perfect example, Mike, like you said, the Bilderbergs. I mean, the really people think that they're sitting around drinking wine and eating cheese and talking about the betterment of the human race. No, they're talking about command and control, taking resources of other countries. They have most of the private central banks, you know, the controls of it. So do we really think anything good will come out of those meetings? No. Every time they have a convener meeting, we seem to go into another country, you know, and it becomes, you can almost, it's like a mathematical equation with this group, you know. They know what country.
You know, if the Bilderbergers were doing something for the benefit of all mankind, they wouldn't insist on such secrecy. They'd open it up and charge admission, and everybody would come on in and say, yes, tell us how you're going to save the world. That's not what they're doing. They're in there basically like a bunch of merchants quarreling over the carcass of what's left of this planet and making sure they get a bigger chunk of the remains than anybody else.
Absolutely, Michael. Perfect. And John F. Kennedy said it best, you know, secret societies are reprehensible to republics and democracies, and they are reprehensible the way they meet in secret and the way they hold their meetings, because they're talking about, they hold a lot of power, we know that, but they're also talking about things that's going to cause more chaos, more wars, more famine, more disease in this world, because they have to achieve their goals. And I think that as we wake up to this, people are going to realize that, look, it's not your neighbor that's your problem. It's these people that control everything around us is the real problem. Thank you, Michael.
Well, the real problem are the money junkies, these people who, it doesn't matter how much wealth they have, it's never enough. They have to have more. They are basically in the grip of a psychological addiction, and like any other kind of addict, are absolutely oblivious to the harm they cause to others around themselves by carrying forward with their addiction. And our society needs to recognize that money addiction is a serious mental illness. I'm sure Big Pharma's already at work coming up with a pill for it. But it's funny, in that psychological diagnostic manual that takes all normal human behaviors and says it's a mental illness, here's a pill, they don't include money addiction in there. They got sex addiction, they've got anxiety, they got normal human neuroses and everything are all declared illnesses, but they won't talk about how destructive money addiction is to the human race and has been for virtually its entire history. Now, again, I want to draw a line here. I don't have a problem with people being rich. I'd like to be rich myself. We admire people like Steve Jobs or James Cameron who become rich by creating and selling something we voluntarily want to trade our money for. And we rightly admire people like that because that is what capitalism is supposed to be. As opposed to the people who game the system and engineer it so that the wealth always trickles up to them. And they don't have to do anything for it. They don't have to return anything substantive to society. They've just gamed the system so that when you work, they get a piece of the action. It's an organized crime syndicate is really what it is. All right, Frank, we're going to let you go here. I want to spend some time on this exploding scandal about Bergdahl, the Taliban prisoner who was traded for by these five ex-Taliban officials. And according to Oliver North, there was apparently a $5 to $6 million bribe that went into making this deal happen. And what is emerging is a picture of a White House desperate to derail the growing scandal over Veterans Affairs and the maltreatment of our returning veterans. So they said, we have to prove that we're going after our people in uniform and we will take care of them. And so they went out and they did this trade of these five POWs, which was apparently illegal. They didn't consult with the intelligence agencies. They didn't notify Congress. They just needed to rush it through and get this guy back so they could put him on TV, only to find out that he wasn't really a prisoner of the Taliban. He had deserted. And even John Stewart, who we can normally rely on to take Barack Obama's side in any scandal, was having to say, this is absolutely catastrophic. And he did this very, very funny show about what was this wonderful, beautiful, sweet story, and now it's just turned into absolute mud. Now, there's a story over at Mediaite where apparently one of Bergdahl's associates has gone public saying the military command ordered everybody who knew about Bergdahl's desertion to stay silent on it. And they said, you will say he's a captured POW by the Taliban. They've been lying all along. They've known all along this guy was a deserter. And maybe if Obama had talked to the intelligence agencies before he did this swap, he would have been told. Now, if this was supposed to be a scandal to divert, or rather a news event to divert from the VA scandal, it's become a scandal in and of itself. Now, earlier in the week, they were talking about some five or six soldiers who were supposedly killed searching for Bergdahl to rescue him. And there was an article, amazingly enough, this is in Military Times, where the mother of one of the soldiers listed as killed, searching for Bergdahl, was saying, you know, this guy was not worth my son's life because he's a deserter. He's a traitor. Apparently there's a video circulating around where the Taliban are teaching him how to make bombs. And so she's very angry, as I'm sure the families of all of these dead soldiers are. So now the story has changed. Forget that 2 days ago we told you these six guys were killed searching for Bergdahl. Today, Hagel is saying, oh, no, we're unaware of any soldiers who were killed in the search for Sergeant Bergdahl. That, no, that absolutely did not happen. It's like they're writing the propaganda with a dartboard every day. CNN made a point of detailing how Senator John McCain has been changing his position on the prisoner exchange. He's flipping back and forth trying to find the tide of public opinion. The GOP is going to hammer this scandal all the way from now through November because this one rests solely on the White House and the Democratic Party. And they're safe because it doesn't involve the wars and the economy and the IRS and EPA and all the other floodgate scandals that they're all trying to pretend don't exist here. But looking at McCain's grandstanding, I'm going to make a prediction here that he is going to throw his hat in the ring in 2016. Because he's working to keep his face on TV about all this stuff. Going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. Now, speaking of the VA scandal, it just got bigger. Because apparently, the more they look, the more they're finding VA hospitals that had these secret waiting lists. It wasn't just an isolated incident, a rogue person in the Cincinnati office. It is systemic. And apparently, the Department of Veteran Affairs had secret waiting lists at facilities in Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. Said at least 96 veterans had to wait for more than 90 days at these facilities. Now, what's really interesting, though, and this is over at newsbusters.org, this latest revelation that the secret waiting lists were system-wide is kind of being ignored by the corporate media. And they were looking at the TV news, and they were finding that the corporate media has been reporting on 6 months to six-pack abs. CBS This Morning offered 3 minutes and 50 seconds on urban farming. Time was available to report the scandal. And I think the fact that the corporate media was sort of given the orders to stand down off this VA issue at the same time Bergdahl was being returned tells us that Bergdahl was another desperate shoot-from-the-hip publicity stunt that has now blown up in the face of the Obama administration, just like the terrorist, nudge-nudge, wink-wink, say-no-more attack at the consulate in Benghazi, which I think was also a staged PR stunt to try and help Obama overcome Mitt Romney. Now, getting on to another scandal, and this has to do with the what's now being called the assassination memo. And what it is, when Obama started sending in drones to murder people in countries with which we are not actually at war, based on allegations. And these drone strikes are killing dozens of innocent civilians, along with the intended target who may or may not have actually done anything. They're just out there offering rewards for somebody you think is a terrorist. I think he's a terrorist. He's been dating the same girl I want to date, and I think he's a terrorist. And his name goes on the list, and he gets killed. And Obama insisted there was a legal document that confirmed, as President of the United States of America, he had constitutional authority to order extrajudicial assassinations up to and including American citizens anywhere in the world. And there has a federal court order that the Obama administration has to surrender this memo for examination and review. Remember, the guy who wrote it has now been given a judgeship. He's in line to be on the Supreme Court. And 2 weeks ago, the Obama administration said, yes, we will obey the court order. Well, again, they were sort of hemming and hawing and fudging, because apparently the Obama administration has decided to classify significant portions of the memo in the name of national security, which basically is telling everybody that, no, in point of fact, under the Constitution of the United States of America, the president does not have the legal authority to just go out and kill people in countries that we're not at war with, without due process, without a trial in front of a jury of their peers, without a prosecution and the opportunity for defense. He doesn't have it. It's not in that Constitution. And the more they fight to keep this memo secret, the more obvious it becomes they've got something to hide from the American people. Over an Investment Watch blog, they've got a story. Even the architect of the drone assassination program, the guy who set it up, is saying Obama has gone way too far. And the net result of all these drone strikes is that the U.S. is creating terrorists rather than eliminating them. Because if you're just going about your life in your little town somewhere in the Mideast and you're, you know, buying bread and you're chatting up with your friends and neighbors, and all of a sudden there's a horrendous explosion and people you've known all your life are in bloody shreds around your feet, you're not going to feel very good about the United States of America when you start picking up all that shrapnel that says made in the USA. It's a counterproductive strategy. Now, I understand what Obama was thinking. He was trying to basically do to these other countries what Adolf Hitler was trying to do to Britain with the V-1 buzz bomb, which was the world's first guided cruise missile, and the V-2, which was the world's first guided ballistic missile. But it didn't work in Britain. These terror attacks from the skies hardened British resolve. And the same thing is going on in all these nations where the drones are going in. People are getting angry. They don't respond well to terror campaigns from the United States of America. All right, I want to get back on to Elliot Rogers and the situation in Santa Barbara. And as I mentioned earlier, outside the United States of America, we're starting to see corporate media start to acknowledge there is a link between these prescription psychiatric medications and these acts of extreme violence. Now, over at Natural News, they're reporting that Elliot Roger, they're confirming that he was on Xanax and some other medications, and apparently he was abusing them. He was addicted, and he was just doped up on these medications. And he was telling his friends he felt detached from reality, like he was living in a video game. And when you think you're living in a video game, it becomes very easy to go out and commit acts of violence. Hey, it'll be fun. It'll be cool. I remember from the website SSRIstories.com this one report from a student who was a perfectly normal kid. Nothing wrong with him. Was put on these medications for ADHD, which we know is a made-up disease to sell pills. And he tries to commit suicide. And they get to him in time, and they save his life. And after it's all over, they say, why'd you try and kill yourself? And he says, I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I couldn't stop myself. And you're not going to see this stuff reported here in the United States of America, because our government is perfectly on the side of these large corporations, and that is fascism. Now, over at FINRA, which is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, this is a sort of a Wall Street self-policing body. And apparently they have come out and discovered that the largest Wall Street banks are trading their own stock back and forth in what are called dark pools. And the reason they're doing it is by churning the stocks back and forth, they're making it look like they're desirable in order to get other people to buy some of the stock. And it's another form of financial fraud. And we're seeing, again, more and more evidence. The entire stock market right now is being manipulated, first of all, to make the money junkies more money, for which they don't have to give anything of any value back. And second, because the U.S. government is still waving that stock market as the banner about how the economy's in recovery, and it isn't. Now that they've had to admit that, in point of fact, the first quarter GDP of this country didn't grow by 0.1%, but is actually dropping rather severely. I was just looking at an article here, rather a story here on Fox News, where they're talking about housing prices are up, huzzah, huzzah, but acknowledging that it is a shortage of supply that is driving up the prices, and it's not really a housing recovery. Well, the reason there's a shortage of supply is because of this ghost inventory of foreclosed homes that are being kept off the market because prices would go down and put more mortgage holders underwater. A lot of these properties are just being neglected and allowed to rot away, so the buildings are going to have to be condemned. Remember, the banks can't stand the idea that you could buy a home and pay it off in just 5 years. Because then you are of no more use to the bankers. Remember where the word mortgage comes from. It comes from mort, meaning death, and gage, meaning a promise. A mortgage is a promise to work for the bankers until you die. And in exchange for that, they will allow you to live in a house. And these banks make more money off the sale of the house because of the ink and paper than the people who actually built the house do. That's how rigged and scammy the whole thing is right now. Another article over at internationalman.com. The next shot has been fired at your IRA, and they're talking about a plan being discussed in Washington, D.C. to force the liquidation of your retirement accounts in exchange for government bonds. We'll be right back.